Good morning. At this time, I ask that you please stand as you may and remove your headgear as the Lacaparra High School Band, directed by Mrs. Nissa Jimenez, plays the Star Spangled Banner. I'd like to welcome you all to the Lacaparra Valley commencement for the class of 2023. This is a very special day for 42 young men and women sitting here before us today, and of course you, their family, friends, teachers, and community members. Thank you to everyone for coming to celebrate with us today. And now for our formal student welcome from Calista Borman. Calista is the daughter of Matt and Brenda Borman. She has one brother, Riley. While at Lacaparra Valley, she has been involved in the Yes Team, National Honor Society, FFA, Yearbook, Concert Choir, Valley Harmonies, Musical, Drama, Girls Tennis, Shadows Dance Team, and Girls Track and Field. After high school, Calista plans to attend the University of New Mexico for Biology with a focus on pre-med. Ladies and gentlemen, Calista Borman.
On behalf of the Lacaparra Valley graduating class of 2023, I would like to welcome all families, friends, and anyone forced into coming today. Believe it or not, I actually was on time for graduation today. Earlier this month, when Sawatsky was first asking about graduation speeches, I actually missed the meeting. I walked down to his office later that day during pre-calc and asked to do a speech because anyone that knows me knows that I love to talk, and there's a lot to tell about the class of 23. However, when Mr. Sawatsky informed me I had the welcome speech, I found it a little ironic. The girl that's always late starting graduation. But just like I was on time for the first time this year today, the class of 23's path to walking across the stage was also full of firsts. Seven years ago, a group of fifth graders walked through the exact same doors you all did today. What Mr. Sawatsky and the rest of the high school staff didn't realize was how big of an impact those fifth graders were going to leave. And those little fifth graders could not fathom the impact they were going to leave on each other. When talking to our parents, teachers, and other adults in our community about graduating, the word last is used a million times. Our last tennis match, football game, choir concert, our last time walking through these hallways, our last senior social test, and our last time going to school from 8 a.m. every morning to 3 p.m. However, what they don't mention was all of the firsts. Senior year really brought our class together. I had real conversations with people I'd only really exchanged pleasantries with. Damian joined track this year and helped win a conference title. Cameron and Sheridan joined softball. As a class, we experienced firsts. Our first time leading the student section, being elected to courts, and as Sawatsky would put it, our first time being the big dogs of the school. I learned a lot of new things as well. Don't ask me what we learned in pre-calc, because I don't know. However, I can tell you that Joseph, although a risk to the chemistry lab, has a wicked sense of humor. Charles can sing and play guitar. Sheridan cannot do a backflip, but Ethan can. Claire can drive stick shift, and JT has mastered the step touch. As we learn new things about each other, we also changed as people. Graduation is a bittersweet ending. It's hard to imagine life without classmates after spending most of my life with them. When college rolls around, I won't be walking into school and immediately talking to Lexi about random things. I won't be trying and failing to keep Felton on task with Reese, Landry, Bella, and Kaylee. I don't think I'll ever have a purple-haired chemistry teacher again. I'll probably still procrastinate my way through any English class, just like Human Diversity Lit. But I won't ever worry about Mr. Benson and Charles being alone in a room together. I won't be sitting in the front corner of my math class making comments to Caitlin that make her laugh. I won't sit in the back of physics with Yana wondering, what is Claire thinking about? And I won't ever sit in the media center watching the pure joy on Paige's face as guys build houses out of mud and bamboo. To be honest, I probably won't see a lot of you until our class reunion. I used to think that our class was pretty spread out, from Landry all the way south of Marietta to Bend north of Holloway. But those 50 miles seem like nothing compared to what this fall is going to bring. Joseph and Isaiah will be 914 miles apart, and Annika and I will be 1,378 miles away from each other. To bring this speech to a close, I would like to thank a few people on behalf of the class of 2023. Thank you to our teachers, from Mrs. Vick to Mrs. Strand in kindergarten, to Mr. Benson our senior year. You all have impacted and helped to mold us into the people we are today. Thank you to all of our sports coaches and activity advisors. Through your guidance, we've learned teamwork, leadership, and hard work. Thank you to our parents for pushing us to be our best and always being in our corner, even when we are struggling. We tend to get caught up in the stress of our senior year and forget to tell you how much we appreciate you. But just know, deep down, we know we'd be lost without you. And my final thank you is to the class of 2023. High school would not be what it was without you. We pushed each other to be better. The amount of things we picked up from each other is immeasurable. Mr. Albers, one of our track coaches, left me a quote in a grad card. I can only imagine what a wonderful life you will have. So, to the Lacaparle Valley graduating class of 2023, my final message to you is, go out and enjoy every second of this wonderful life.
Thank you, Kelly. Our first student address will come from Cameron Lee. Cameron is the daughter of Ryan and Amber Lee. She has one sister, Jalen. Throughout her years at Lacaparle Valley, she has been involved in basketball, softball, band, National Honor Society, and student council. After high school, Cameron plans to attend Southwest Minnesota State University and will major in elementary education with a math endorsement. Ladies and gentlemen, Cameron Lee.
Hello, everyone. I just want to start off by saying thank you. Thank you to teachers, staff, parents, coaches, and everyone who has pushed us to become the best version of ourselves. Thank you to the class of 2023 for being the most kind, loving, caring, and supportive class out there. Each and every one of you have impacted my life in some way, shape, or form, and I am forever grateful to have you guys in my life. So to start off, growing up, my mom always told me that you do not need to be friends with everyone, but you need to be kind to everyone. Those words stuck with me. Even to this day, standing up here in front of all of you, I've tried my best to be kind throughout the years, and I hope you can say the same about yourself. Whether that be by saying good morning to friends and teachers in the hallway, or by lending a helping hand when there's work to be done. A little bit of kindness can go such a long ways. So as I am standing up here with this door slowly creeping shut behind me, I look back and remember all of the memories we have made together. But as this door is closing, many more are bound to open again. Which one you choose is up to you. At first, it might not be the right choice, but go into every new situation with the attitude of, life is happening for us, not to us. This life is a blessing and is one of the rarest things that can happen. The odds are actually 1 in 400 trillion. That is a crazy chance that you are here. You were placed here on this earth at this point in time because you have something to offer this world. Use your gifts and talents to bring joy to people and use them to bring joy to yourself. You all are so deserving of love and happiness. I was in church just a few weeks ago, and the priest kept saying, "Remember where you are loved and return there often." That hit me so hard. This phrase tells us to be around people that make you the best version of yourself. Not a bad version of yourself, not a good version of yourself, but the best version of yourself. And looking out at these amazing people in front of me, I can say I have met quite a few people that have done that for me. On the other hand, you may be struggling to find those people who can do that for you. But know that they are out there. They will come into your life when the time is right. But in this season of waiting, I want you to know that you matter. You are loved beyond measure than more people than you know. And there is a plan and a purpose for your life. Remember where you are loved and return there often. The amount of love and happiness this group of people has brought me is crazy. A girl couldn't ask for more welcoming, supportive, and competitive class. You guys have pushed me to my limits, but in the best way possible. So as I'm looking at the handle in the next door in my journey, I look back and remember all of the memories we have made together and how much joy you all have brought into my life. I was lucky I opened the door that I did. There is so much to be grateful for. You guys made me enjoy school and want to keep coming back. I know that sounds crazy, but it's so true. Now I'm grasping the handle on the door in front of me. This has been the hardest door for me to open. There is so much anxiety and worry about whether or not I would make the right decision. In the end, I chose the door I believe would bring me the most joy and peace. Some may have been in the same situation, and some of you have known which door to open forever. But I needed to remember that you only get so much time here on this earth with your people, so spend it doing what you love, doing what makes you happy, and spend it with the people that make you the best version of yourself. When you find those people, cherish them forever. So before I leave, I want to say good luck to all of you in your future endeavors. You all have a very special gift to offer this world. Continue to put in effort each and every day and never lose your competitive spirits, for I know they can give you a one-up on the competitors. Keep opening the doors and stay resilient because you are all such amazing people and anyone would be lucky to have you in their lives. I'm so beyond grateful to have spent pretty much my whole life growing with you guys, and it won't be the same not seeing you each and every day. So as you keep walking through those doors, always remember to be kind. You matter. You are loved beyond measure, and there is a plan and a purpose for your life. I love you guys so much, and thank you for everything.
Thank you, Cam. I really appreciate that I don't have to move the mic after you're done talking, too. At this time, the Lacaparra Valley Band, under the direction of Mrs. Nissa Jimenez, and the Lacaparra Valley Choir, under the direction of Mr. Chad Felton, will perform When You Believe.
Miracle.
At this time, the Lacaparra Valley Concert Choir, under the direction of Mr. Chad Felton, will perform Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. It's like every week here we're finding something new out about you, these hidden talents. Our second student address will come from Peyton Moe. Peyton is the daughter of Bob Moe and Tracy Joplin. She has one brother, Jeremy, and three sisters, Angie, Jessica, and Avery. Throughout her years at Lacaparra Valley, she's been involved in the dance team, track and field, National Honor Society, student council, yearbook, fall musical, and band. Peyton plans to attend South Dakota State University for nursing and then go on to become a nurse anesthetist. Ladies and gentlemen, Peyton Moe.
Good afternoon, everyone. Wow, you guys, we did it. 13 years of hard work and preparation to get to this moment. Ethan is here on time, and Annika remembered to bring her cap and gown, so everything is working out. I'd like to start out by saying that for a class of overachievers, it's shocking to me that none of you wanted to get up here and speak, but you sure were quick to volunteer me. Mr. Swatsky, thank you for assisting them with this. Well, we've spent about 668,000 minutes in this school, but some of those minutes were spent at the kitchen table while the boys played video games, and Mr. Biergon helped me with the math, so it could be a bit off. Mr. Benson, that calls for 3 knocks. Over 500,000 minutes, but it only felt like one. 1 minute until class is over, 1 minute until we can leave, 1 minute until practice is done. We are always rushing and waiting until time is up. 1 year left before graduation turns into 1 semester, which turns into 1 month, and finally we are counting down the days on the bulletin board. Next thing we know, it's 1 minute until we never have to step foot in a high school again. But we didn't realize how much we would want another minute. 1 more minute to laugh with our friends, 1 more minute to poke fun at our teachers, 1 more minute to watch Carl Azus with Clem, or even 1 more minute to open up our MCIS portfolios. Everyone always says high school flies by in the blink of an eye. I didn't realize how true that was until now, standing here in front of all of you. Kindergarten through fourth grade seems like a blur, until the infamous field day and fourth grade orientation, where us Appleton kids met those weird Madison kids we were hearing so much about. That day we met as strangers, and for the next 8 years, we spent the majority of our days together. Middle school was all about snack stash, pickle juice, and recess. I seriously don't remember much more, besides when Sheridan threw a rock and hit Charles in the back of the head. Seventh grade was a big step for us. We got a real high school schedule, and were put in an advisory. I'll never forget the days when our schedule would finally come out and we would screenshot it and send it to all of our friends in group chats to see what classes we had together. Oh, the good old days. Eighth grade was simply us anticipating next year and finally becoming a high schooler. Ninth grade felt huge. We got all sorts of new teachers and even learned how to drive with Sherb. Well, most of us did. Not sure Maya and Damien can say the same. We also witnessed Biergon and Yana finally own up to all of their basketball smack talk, where Yana obviously came out victorious. At the end of ninth grade, we experienced quarantine and a spring apart from each other. We watched videos of Clem jumping off the table with his Indiana Jones costume on, attempted to speak Spanish with Miss Sackrider over Zoom, and of course, learned about Circle 5. Ninth grade was our year of masks. I think we can all agree we don't want a single minute more of playing sports with a mask on. For about half the year, we only saw half of our classmates at school. But don't worry, we still got to learn the famous line, "You're special, just like everybody else." Junior year brought our first powder puff, the boys' first boys' dance, and taught us that Charles can do the worm. We learned some valuable lessons this year. Pay cash for college, marry rich and learn to love, and never, ever trust Mr. Swatsky and Clem when they accuse you of cheating. I think they are both still scarred from Emily's glares. The speed of things continued throughout the summer into our senior year. Finally, senior year rolled around, and senioritis was already in full swing. While we were all hoping for a senior slide, college courses and tax problems simply don't allow it. Most of us decided to give Mr. Biergon another shot with math, even though we never fully got over the horror of proofs. This meant either college algebra or pre-calc. College algebra spent most of class sidetracking Biergon and writing sentences, while pre-calc worked hard day after day. Beep boop, beep boop, 1001. 465. All right, settle down. And rounding out the day, we had to learn a little bit about roller coasters from Riggs. Although many days we listened to Sheridan find a loophole in any possible thing she could. Senior year was the year that sped by the fastest. We were all caught up in the mayhem around us that we never got to stop and truly enjoy high school. I wish we could pull one more senior prank together, go on one more ride at Valley Fair together, and have 1 more minute to cheer at a sporting event until our throats were sore. I would also like to take 1 more minute to thank all the staff who have helped me throughout my high school career, and thank this class for all the laughs, memories, and fun. If there is one thing I want any of you to take from all this, It's that we spend too much time wanting something to end, that we never stop and truly appreciate it. So stop and enjoy what is happening now. To all the underclassmen, enjoy high school because it goes by way too fast. And to my peers, once you cross this stage, stop and just enjoy the moment. Take 1 minute in whatever your future holds to just enjoy it. Take that 1 minute to see everyone before rushing out of here, because we all know that 1 minute can make a difference. Well, class of 2023, we finally close our chapter as being the school's favorite grade. I say we did a pretty good job.
Thank you, Peyton. At this time, I would like to ask Caitlin Whitnable to please come to the stage. Today, first of all, let me say this. This certificate is temporary. Our laser engraver is broken down, so they will be getting a nice plaque. So it's a temporary deal. Today, we honor our seniors on their academic accomplishments, and this class is elite when it comes to academic accomplishments. Caitlin is the daughter of Scott and Jan Whitnable. She has two sisters, Ashlyn and Carson, and one brother, Aiden. While at Lacaparo Valley, she has been involved in girls' tennis, band, choir, jazz band, National Honor Society, and Student Council, and Church Choir and North Stars 4-H Club. After high school, Caitlin plans to attend South Dakota State University to become a high school math teacher and will play on the Pride of Dakota's marching band. Today, I would like to congratulate Caitlin on becoming the salutatorian of the class of 2023. To earn this honor, Caitlin has earned a cumulative GPA of 3.995. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me in recognizing this year's salutatorian, Caitlin Whitnable. Next, I would like to ask Peyton Moe to please come to the stage. Peyton is the daughter of Bob Moe and Tracy Joplin. She has one brother, Jeremy, and three sisters, Angie, Jessica, and Avery. Throughout her years at Lacaparo Valley, she's been involved in dance team, track and field, National Honor Society, Student Council, yearbook, fall musical, and band. Peyton plans to attend South Dakota State University for nursing and then go on to become a nurse anesthetist. Today, I would like to congratulate Peyton on becoming the valedictorian of the class of 2023. And to earn this honor, Peyton has earned a perfect cumulative GPA of 4.0. Ladies and gentlemen, Peyton Moe. Crazy thing is there are many others breathing down their necks. At this time, we will watch the senior slideshow that was created by seniors Reese Mitchell and Isabella Jacobs. I would like to give a special thanks to Reese and Isabella for all the time and effort they put into this presentation and trying mightily to gather pictures from all seniors. We hope you enjoy the show and the trip down memory lane.
Tomorrow, as we say goodbye to yesterday. each other to lean on for the road ahead. This happy ending is the start of all our dreams. And I know your heart is with me. So I'm moving on, letting go, holding on to tomorrow. I've always got the memories while I'm finding out who I'm gonna be. We might be apart, but I hope you always know you'll be with me forever.
Through These are the days I will remember. These are the faces I need most. Everything changes, but I'll keep forever. These days I will remember. These days I will remember. Still got that trophy that says second place. Still got that breakup letter from my old flame. And I know it's been too long to recall it right, but you don't forget the goodbyes, and you don't forget the good times. Still got that scar from my one and only fight. Still remember when your father left and we drove all night. And I know it's been too long to recall it right, but you don't forget the goodbyes, and you don't forget the good times. No, you don't forget the goodbyes, and you don't forget the good times. These are the days I will remember. These are the faces I need most. Everything changes, but I'll keep forever. These days I will remember. These days I will remember. Still got that blanket from when you were born. That night love hit me like a heavy storm. And I know it's been too long to recall it right, but you don't forget the goodbyes, and you don't forget the good times. No, you don't forget the goodbyes, and you don't forget the good times. These are the days I will remember. These are the faces I need most. Everything changes, but I'll keep forever. These days I will remember. These days I will remember. These are the days I will remember. These are the faces I want close. If everything changes and we're not together, these days I will remember. These days I will remember. These days I will remember.
Sometimes you know it's time to go, but you just wanna hold on, hold on. Sometimes you know it's time to go, but you just wanna hold on, hold on.
Thank you.
Nice job, ladies. At this time, it is my pleasure to present to you the senior class of 2023. The senior class of 2023 has successfully completed the courses required by the Minnesota Department of Education and the Lacaparra Valley Board of Education and are now eligible to receive their diplomas from Lacaparra Valley High School. Assisting with the distribution of diplomas is Lacaparra Valley Board of Education members Dan Persicki and Scott Kahn, as well as Superintendent Rick Ellingworth. Please hold your applause until all diplomas have been awarded. Will the first section please rise to receive your diplomas? Calista Joe Borman. Julia Kayanne Borsted. Jacob Douglas Estevan Bringle. Kaylee Deborah Call. Maya Ann Conroy. Sheridan May Evenson. Annika Jolink Fernholz. Isabel Lorraine George. Ayanna Clarissa Gibson. Lexi Lillian Gleggy. Levi Michael Hansen. Isabella Ruby Jacobs. Cameron Joe Lee. Samantha Joe Laney. Aiden David Lewis. Alexander Jonathan Lewis. Claire Elizabeth Lowry. Riley Ann Lund. Madeline Marie Matthews. Benjamin Thomas Maddox. Paige Lee Meyer. Nicole Marie Millerikowski. Reese Tekla Mitchell. Peyton Ann Moe. Whitney Lynn Persicki. Joseph Raymond Ramsbacher. Kaylee May Raymond. Woo! Leonce Mara Robert. Charles Lee Rolfsmeyer. Landry Marie Schmidt. Ethan J. Schomer. I think he's ready to have you out of the house, Ethan. Madison K. Scott. Taylor Elizabeth Shelstead. Audrey Myra Sieg. Kelly Ann Sieg. Riley Allison Southern. Damian Salvador Torres. Emily Christine Torsenson. Isaiah Harlan Tuckett. James Thomas Alstead. Caitlin Ann Wittenable. And Kendall Melise Woolley. Graduates, please rise. At this time, I would ask you to move your tassels from the right side of your cap to the left side. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a round of applause to Lacaparra Valley 2023 graduates. Congratulations, class of 2023. You've made it. But if I'm being honest, I'm not very excited for you guys to leave this building. And that's very sincere comments, and I'm guessing that many of your parents are feeling the same way. It was a year ago where I felt the same feelings, parents, that you're feeling today, where it's hard to trust that they're going to be heading out the door, especially for you first-timers, but I will assure you when August comes, you will be ready. Seniors or graduates, having a small class like yours has allowed many of us on staff to really get to know you in a very personal way, create memories that have made an impact on me and hopefully have made an impact on you as well. And I think individually, I think about the countless nights and talks with Reese and Bella and Kaylee over at the house. I think of skipping Emily across Lake Mary on tube wipeouts, and of course the unforgettable pretend cheating accusation that Mr. Clemenson pulled out on your class. Dave and Paul, I'm telling you, if looks could kill, I would not be here right now. Watching Taylor, Cameron, Ayana, and Riley dominate on the hardwood for so many years, and then getting the blessing to be your softball coach, along with Maddie and Sheridan. Bella winning state golf championships and being in contention to win individual championships. This is your year. I could go on and on, but needless to say, this class truly is special. And Mr. Benson, if you're here, you heard it correctly. They truly are special. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you. But before you leave today, I have a couple pieces of advice that I'd like to share with you. The first piece of advice I have for you is, it's not what you're capable of, it's what you're willing to do. I know plenty of people who are capable and unwilling to put in the effort that it takes to be successful. They're underachievers. It's what you're willing to do in blind faith that puts you in a better position to accomplish your goals. I think too many people in our society have gotten lazy, unwilling to put the work in, taking sick days when they're not really sick, wanting more money, but wanting to put in less work, feeling like they should rise to the top, but are unwilling to sacrifice to get there. In essence, feeling entitled to success. But that isn't you. Do you think Claire enjoyed waking up every morning to lift weights with her dad yelling, "One more rep! Better technique!" And those of you who have been in the weight rooms in the morning, you know what I'm talking about. Claire, am I right? Probably not, but she did it, and it paid off. She advanced to the state tennis tournament and is heading to play tennis at college. Do you think Annika, Lexi, Bella, Reese, Peyton, Landry, and Emily enjoyed sometimes 4+ hours of practices to perfect their high kick and jazz routines, often missing home-cooked meals, getting home late, studying, and sometimes even having to go after that practice to ballet dance? Probably not, but would you trade it for the successes and the outcomes that you've received because of that hard work? Do you think Callie, Julia, Sheridan, Annika, Izzy, Bella, Sam, Reese, Peyton, Charles, Landry, Emily, and JT always enjoyed staying super late to prepare for their drama or musical productions? Probably not, but they put on a great show. Do you think Bella always wants to work on her golf game with her dad? Probably not, especially since she beats him all the time anyway. But she does it, and she puts herself in contention to win titles. And Bella, maybe we want to flip the tide on this because I've seen this, so maybe you want to give your dad some lessons. Do you think Peyton always wanted to do well on her homework? I mean, there had to have been times where she thought, I just don't want to do this assignment. Just this one. But she would have not accomplished a 4.0 had she not had a detail-oriented and driven mentality. You see, successful people, they thrive for the process. The process that is never instant gratification, but always worth it in the end. Whether you accomplish your goals or not, it's always worth it because you know you've given everything you've got. So you see, it's not what you're capable of. Rather, it's what you're willing to do, how hard you're willing to work, and are you willing to grind when times are tough to accomplish your goals? The next thing I'd like to do is challenge you to be a 1480. Weird, right? What's a 1480? Well, here's the story. There's a guy, he's in his junior year of high school, and he's just bombing things. He's not going to class, not getting anything done, just has a very poor attitude. But he promises his mother that he's going to go take this test called an SAT test. So he shows up, he goes and takes the test, gets home, and a couple weeks later gets a letter in the mail that says he got a 1480 on the SAT test. A 1480 out of 1600, which is the best you can get. It's elite for a guy that's not going to school, not doing the deal. So instantly his mother says, "Come on, are you cheating? What's going on?" "No, Mom, I swear to God, I'm not cheating. I tried to cheat. I looked at my neighbors, but their questions were different. The Scantron bubbles, I couldn't change anything." So he gets this 1480 and he heads into his senior year and he's thinking, wow, I mean, I really am smart. So he decides he's going to go to school. He's going to change his ways. He's going to change who he's hanging out with. So he starts going to class. He starts hanging around with the right people. He graduates and goes to a community college where he becomes a very successful magazine entrepreneur. So the guy was always smart and just needed a standardized test to unlock it, right? But the truth is, no, that's not the story. And this is what I want you to understand. 12 years after this guy's success, he gets a letter in the mail. Turns out the SAT board, the year that he took the test, sent out 13 wrong scores to individuals, and he was one of them. So in all actuality, he got a 740 out of 1600, which is not as elite as he thought. Quite different from the 1480 out of the 1600. And he was asked, you know, so what happened because of that? And he said, people think my whole life changed because I got the 1480, but that's not true. The moral of the story is, what changed his life is when he started acting like a 1480. It didn't take a standardized test or anyone to change him other than his mindset and acting like a 1480. And each of you has the tools to do that as well. You just need to act like it and act on it. Live your life as if you are a 1480. The final piece of advice I have to you today is actually probably the final lesson that I hope you learn at Lacaparo Valley. And I do hope this one sticks with you forever. So in my pocket, I have a $20 bill, and I would like to give it to one of you today. Okay? No strings attached. It's a $20 bill. And all I need from you, if you're interested in getting this $20 bill, is to raise your hand as high as you can, saying, I'm intrigued. Money hungry. All right. We'll do okay. Well, keep your hands up. Okay? If you're intrigued. If you don't want it, keep your hands down. Okay? Now I'm going to do this to it. I'm going to crumple it up. Keep your hand up if you still want the $20 bill. You are money hungry.
Now we'll do this to it. Keep your hand up if you still want the $20 bill.
Well, like I said, one of you will get it, and it will be randomly placed in a diploma envelope in my office after the ceremony. You can put your hands down now. But more important than the $20 bill is the final lesson that I hope you learn from this ceremony today. And that lesson is, no matter what was done with the money, you still wanted it because it didn't lose its worth. It was still worth $20. Graduates, there's going to be times where you feel like life has crumpled you up and ground you into the dirt. You might make some bad decisions or have to deal with some challenging outcomes, and some of you already have. But just remember, those things, sometimes they can make us feel less than valuable. But just know that no matter what has happened to you or what will happen to you, you will never lose your value. Don't ever forget that. Class of 2023, thank you for being such a positively impactful class for Lacaparo Valley. I'm proud of each and every one of you, and I can't wait to see what you have in store for this world. Oh, I stink at this sometimes. Remember to be willing to do whatever it takes. Live like you're a 1480 and never, ever forget your worth. Congratulations, you guys, and best wishes.
Our coverage of the 2023 commencement exercises at Lacaparo Valley High School brought to you by Appleton Dental Care, Tofty Auto Sales, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Appleton Oil Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Prairie Sun Bank, Milan, Marietta, and Appleton, Vernal's Crop Insurance, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Myers Electric, Ludvigson Tiling, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Whitnable Construction, Swearable Designs, Appleton Chamber of Commerce, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds. Coverage of Lacaparo Valley's commencement exercises also brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Nate Vandervelde of Appleton, Dove Ag Services, Heather Floral and Nursery, Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Schulke Electric, Madison, Madison Dental Clinic, Madison Healthcare Services, Madison Area Chamber of Commerce, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, The Western Guard, Zarbach Funeral Home, Jubilee Foods, Swenson Nelson Stoltz Attorneys. Our coverage of the 2023 graduation of Lacaparo Valley High School brought to you by Greg Thole Electric, Madison Beauty Salon, United Prairie Bank, Klein Insurance Agency, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, Madison Bottling, Farm Bureau Insurance, Brian Tebbett, Cargill in Madison, Rusty Duck Bar and Grill in Dawson, Northern Plains Tiling in Madison. Best of luck to the graduates in the class of 2023 at Lacaparo Valley High School.